nice enough now to be joined by Dave Rodman, the voice of Pimlico and Laurel. Dave will be on the mic today for all six of those Fall Festival of Racing Stakes down at Laurel in Maryland. Dave, it's Anthony Stabile and Jude Feld. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Equine Forum.
Thanks for having me, Anthony. Hi, Jude. How are you?
Good. Nice to hear your voice.
Mm-hmm. It's an exciting time today with the Fall Festival of Racing with all the stakes, but you know, just in general here in Maryland, very, very optimistic and upbeat kind of meet we're having, you know, big fields and all the improvements that were done. And the weather's just perfect today, so we're looking for a big crowd out at the track live at least, and hopefully people will be wagering across the country on the stakes too.
I know you've had some wet weather down there earlier in the week. You said the weather's good today. How's the track, Dave?
Oh, it should be great. It should be great. I mean, we ran Wednesday, and we're off the turf on Wednesday after some pretty heavy rain on Tuesday, and that actually helped the main track. It was rated good pretty much throughout the afternoon, even with all the rain. And the times were a good, legitimate, quick, but, you know, not ultra, ultra fast. And, you know, Laurel's a pretty fair kind of track anyway. So we've had a couple of days of sunshine now. This will be the second day of sunshine. We had a lot of wind yesterday and still a windy kind of morning today. So the track's in great shape.
When six stakes in all, like I said today, highlighted by that Frank J. DeFrancis Memorial Dash. Good bunch down there, stall-walking dude. We just talked to Linda Rice. She has Palace. What are you looking for out of that DeFrancis Dash today?
Well, I mean, the race, obviously, I think, will go through Palace. And I did listen to Linda, and I'm glad you asked, you know, why the blinker's on all of a sudden for Palace, even coming off of a win in the Hudson at Belmont. And, you know, he's just kind of a horse who's seemingly lagging third, fourth early stages, and maybe we'll see a little more early speed out of him today with the blinkers on, kind of shake him up a little bit, get him closer to the pace, you know. And handicapping the race without the equipment change, you would think that maybe he's going to settle from right off of it, you know, as he did in his grade one wins in the Vanderbilt and the Forego. But now with the blinkers on, you know, it'll be interesting to see that opening two furlongs and where he's placed and how aggressive he is, if he gets aggressive at all. But, you know, on paper, it looks like he should come from off. If the race goes through him, I mean, stall-walking dude and Gentleman's Bet are the two intriguing horses to me. From post two, the Jacobson Barn, you know, the stall-walking dude is in really super form right now. I mean, he was third behind Rockfall and the Vosburgh and went back and reviewed that race yesterday. And it looks like, you know, the Rockfall, the 2-5 favorite, kind of had a better trip in the race than stall-walking dude did, just in my opinion. And the stall-walking dude was kind of hung out wide, had to make that move, made the lead at the eighth pole. And, you know, he got Trevor McCarthy on him today, and I can guarantee you Trevor knows this track, you know, right and left. He knows how to ride this track. So breaking from an inside gate, I suspect he'll try to save that ground. And then in the outside-ish Gentleman's Bet, you know, a horse who had a long time away off between 2013 and 15, came back with a bang at Oaklawn with a huge, huge race. You know, beat Ivan Fall in Love a lot, who was ninth in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. And, you know, you got to excuse his last race at Keeneland on a sloppy track, 11-horse field. He was in post two, kind of buried inside a little bit. Run Happy beat him that day. And Holy Boss, who was fourth in that race, ran solid as well in the Breeders' Cup. So, I mean, Gentleman's Bet is kind of the intriguing horse, lightly raced, 15 tries as a six-year-old. And so those are the two, to me, that would have the best chance to probably beat the favorite in the dash. I did want to mention one thing to you guys. At six furlongs here, the inside gate, not necessarily a prominent draw for sprints here at Laurel. They're struggling, that post position number one. I mean, I'd sure like to see Cutty Shark come back and run his best race. He's got post one. He's a very nice horse, and he lost all chance last time out stumbling at the start in a race that really wasn't a true race. There are a couple of the favorites down inside in post one and two kind of bobbled, stumbled. And then Majestic Asar, who was gritty in victory, got away with a 24-47 and two. So, I mean, you can see a reversal here from Cutty Shark, but he's certainly up against it with that post draw today.
That's interesting because, you know, he he's going to be a decent price too.
Yeah, I mean, he's run close to 100 buyer figures, and looking at, you know, looking at Palace, looking at Stalwalk and Dude, and, you know, looking at Gentleman's Bet, you know, they've all won triple digit numbers. But certainly you've got to draw a line through his last race when he was basically after half mile, you know, out of the race. So it was kind of a prep. I think they wanted to get maybe one more prep into him. But post one has been a toughie here, sprinting on the dirt at six furlongs in the dirt. 7 furlongs, a different story.
Well, there should be plenty of pace on in here. You have Trouble Kid from the outside for Ramon Preciado. We had Bruce Brown, the trainer of Spring to the Sky, on Express Bet Radio during the week. I believe we had him on Thursday. And, you know, he said he's going to tell Mike Luzzi, go as fast as you can, as far as you can. So it seems like there'll be plenty of pace on him here as well.
Yeah, well, you know, you're talking about Palace as a former claimer. Here's a horse who was a $15,000 claimer. It started for $12,500. And, you know, I was wondering why the reversal there. And you can see now that the form has the gelding lines in, I guess it was simply they gelded him, and he's won 4 straight, including grade 3 at Parks. And he's got some early zip. You know, and if Palace continues kind of his lagging third and fourth or fifth kind of mode, and I know Cutty Shark doesn't have any early speed, unless Stalwalk and Dude can pop up with some zip, you know, he's going to be rocking out there on the pace.
Yeah, from a race that's packed with speed, that the Francis, it looks like Linda's runner in the Safely Kept Hot City Girl should have things to herself on the front end, just a race prior going 7 furlongs in that Safely Kept.
Yeah, the Safely Kept 7 furlongs, a very interesting race. I mean, the blinkers last 2 times out for Hot City Girl, you know, she seems to be running a little bit better than the buyer numbers have certainly improved by leaps and bounds with the blinkers. The question is she really a 7 furlong, you know, type horse, and she'll be rocking on the lead. I mean, she failed at 7 furlongs last time she tried it on this track behind a horse she'll face again today, Gypsy Judy, the Robin Graham horse. You know, Robin Graham's been known to pull some upset. Jackson the Deck recently beat Ben's Cat. You know, she's pulled up numerous upsets in the past. Yeah, she'll be rocking. I mean, maybe Tricky Zippy. I mean, if Hot City Girl flashes out there, I think your worry is going to be that last 16th of a mile. I mean, she's won going 7/8, but that was at Charlestown, where if you've got early lead, the early lead into the first turn, and have the kind of foot that Hot City Girl does into the first turn, the race is pretty much over by the time you settle down the backstretch with 4 furlongs left to go. And so, you know, should you toss her? I don't think so. But there's other options to use in your ticket, like Tricky Zippy, second to La Verdad. There's nothing wrong with that running line. Darling Sky is kind of an interesting horse. Robert Reed doesn't have a huge win percentage here at Laurel, but he started out a lot of long shots as well. And she's kind of an off-the-pace kind of settling horse. And Eloquent Tribute is very interesting, too, out of a kind of a double-key race, where Theophilia, the third-place finisher in that allowance race at Saratoga, came back to win her next two. She seems to be in top form coming into the race. I mean, that's an open race. I think it's kind of a spreadable race there in the Safely Cup.
Anything else on the card that caught your eye today, Dave?
Oh, yeah. Well, I looked at them all. So there's so many really good races. I think, let me see. Let me start for the third. Let's go back. Let's just do it from the top. I mean, Table Jumper from the Ham Smith barn, you know, is certainly the strong local horse here. But again, got that post at 6 furlongs, post one. So I may be looking at Twirl Girl and Lost Raven in that race in the third. And the fifth race, I mean, everybody's kind of anxious to see what's becoming a fan favorite around here, Paige McKinney. He's such a hard-trying horse. He got beat by Duff last time out at his big price. He got 20 cents to a dollar, but they've given him some time off. He had kind of a long summer, and he seems to be coming back now for a barn that's doing nothing wrong now, the Mary Epler barn, solid trainer. The City of Laurel is a very interesting 7-furlong sprint today. Here you see Duff, the horse that beat Paige McKinney, who's looming at 20-1 on the line. I mean, he might be worth a flyer or two. The return to form there of El Kabir from the Terra Nova barn. People had so many high hopes for him earlier this season as a three-year-old. And also in that race, Fortuitous Path, I think, has the best path post position to kind of stalk and pounce on the group in there. The third-place finisher out of that race, I think it's Alex the Terror, came back to run a pretty decent Bayer Fig next time out at Aqueduct in her next start. And she's going to get a great, great trip. I don't know who's riding her, by the way. Unfortunately, Sheldon Russell's going to be out for about 4 to 6 months. He's really banged up his shoulder the last week. He's going to need surgery. A horse broke down in the morning with him. He's been very, very unlucky, and he was just making a comeback in the jockey standing. So I'm not sure where the rider there, and so we wish a speedy recovery to Sheldon. But Fortuitous Path looks like he ought to be, really tough in that spot. And the James Lewis is races at the eighth on the program. I really like the way this colt Awesome Speed finished off here at Laurel in his maiden run. I mean, the Bayer figure doesn't do it much justice. He ran a 72 versus the 6-5 favorite, who has that one post draw again at 6 furlongs. 72 for Awesome Speed versus a pair of 85s. But you go back and look at that race. Just look at it in that last 16th of a mile. He was just getting in the gear in that last 70 to 100 yards. He's a horse that can run all day. I think this is a really nice horse. He's going to make some noise down in the future here. Awesome Speed. He got beat at Parks. You know, a lot of people just don't like, a lot of horses don't like that track. And he did rebound at a nice price here in a better than buyer figure looking performance there. He's by Awesome again. I mean, he could be kind of horse who's just going to improve another 10, 15 points this afternoon in the Lewis. He would be kind of in a really nice play today to spice up any of your pick fours or pick fives.
Well, Dave, great job as always breaking this card down today. Best of luck today, and looking forward to hearing you on that Fall Festival of Racing down at Laurel a little bit later on this afternoon.
Yeah, we appreciate the time and coming on this morning, and you guys take care.
All right, Dave Rodman, the race